Hey, Bryce Mills here. Hope you're doing good. Hope your Monday's traveling all right. Hope your weekend was good, etc. Maybe you've noticed, I mean, for me personally, I've noticed a lot of my friends, a lot of those that live in the inner west of Sydney are really into astrology at the moment. They're talking about how certain moons are doing things and that's affecting their behaviour. Sometimes it's a bit of a joke, but there is definitely a bit of an underlying basis there somewhere. You might have a similar thing in your life. People are telling you that, oh, well, you know what? It's classic me to do this morning because Mercury's in retrograde or something like that, right? So some people say you can swear by this stuff. Some people say it's just sort of a way to seek comfort in maybe a bit of a confusing world. But whatever you think, I thought, let's just dive into it. Let's just settle this. We got Jenny Bloom. She's an astrology expert. She's been given some info. I've given her my date of birth, time of birth, and place of birth. And from there, we reckon we might be able to find out a few things. And we'll see if you at home, if it changes your views on anything. But Jenny, hello. I see you've got your iPad and looks like you've got some graphs and stuff on there. Is that about me?
Hi, Bryce. Yes, I do. I've had a quick little look at your horoscope.
Yeah.
Which is far more than just your sun sign. So this is digging into who you are, actually.
Yeah. Mm. So for you, when you say more than a sun sign, I think a lot of people would say, yeah, they're either an Aquarius, a Pisces, a Leo, or whatever. So you're saying there is more to that than just, I guess that's the sun sign. There's more than that.
That's right. Your horoscope is drawn up for the moment of your birth, and you don't just have the sun plotted, you have every planet in the solar system and they're all interacting, and it creates a really powerful picture of who you are.
And how is it that stuff sort of affects me as a person, do you think? Like the way the planets are aligned the moment I'm born?
I have no idea exactly why it works, and I've been doing this for 25, 30 years now, but I'm constantly amazed by the accuracy.
Right. Okay. So the results are speaking for themselves in your case.
That's very much how I find it. And everyone in my family or my friends, anyone who's been around it for a while, they're all converts.
Right. Because I know my dad is he's a counsellor and he does personality tests to help sort of work out, all right, how should we... you know, it's like helping the person understand themselves and then how they can approach their therapy or whatever. And I think he, you know, he'll see people and be able to pick up, oh, this person's probably this type of personality or whatever. And so when you meet people, A, are you sort of knowing, you're having a guess at what they might be, but also B, if we met online, let's say, before you, well, I mean, we did technically because you found out my info before we met, like, is this making sense, what you're seeing right now? Like, did you have an idea in your head and it's coming to fruition, or what's going on?
I certainly did have a picture in my head of the sort of person you would be. I knew that you were someone quite out of the ordinary.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you've got a powerful... you've got a very strong sign in your chart with the planet Uranus, which is quite eccentric, making a strong angle to how you communicate, how you think. So I can see that you're a very out-of-the-box thinker. Also, I can see that you have an amazing memory, actually.
Oh, really?
I'd be very surprised if you didn't.
Well, look, I did do this test online once, and it's this thing where people can like recognize faces and stuff, and I got a very high score, so that's a little bit true, I guess. It's a bit freaky, yeah.
Yeah, I'd love you to be on a trivia team with me, that's for sure.
Oh, well, I host trivia, so we can...
do you know that I would have predicted that you may host trivia?
Really?
Because I can see that you're such a natural communicator. So this is a perfect sort of industry for you to be in, that your work will always involve communicating with people, but I can see that you love information and you have a love probably for history and for facts.
Yeah, right. And, would, I guess, a skeptic, just putting on a skeptic hat here, might say, oh, well, look, maybe you could have gone, oh, well, I know this guy hosts radio, and so he's obviously not going to be like, he's not going to hate people. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain things that you can, like, infer sort of. Like, I mean, I think, because one time I went to this, spirituality expo, we were filming a video about it, and I noticed, like, there was this lady that did a reading and she said a lot of stuff that sort of spooked me because it was a bit accurate. But also, like she said something like, oh, you know, you gotta stop doubting the work you do and stuff, which I guess you could say, oh, maybe that was her picking up on my, like, energy or whatever. Or maybe you could say any, like, young person with a camera probably doubts themselves at some point. Do you know what I mean? Like, how do you go
against
that?
I think some people do fall into the trap of reading people. Whereas I look at the chart and it starts to just bounce out at me, the certain characteristics. I can see also things like your love for quality. You would be someone, I would imagine, who would just like really beautiful things. So maybe really love beautiful food and beautiful possessions, and you really appreciate it. So you're someone who may go for minimal clutter and just beautiful, a few gorgeous things.
Right, okay.
I can actually see that you're probably, I don't know, you're probably not married already. I'm not sure.
No, certainly not.
But the person who you would want to share your life with will love food as well and love beautiful things and craftsmanship and gardening and a lot of the stuff that you probably enjoy. So
yeah,
they may be
okay.
A cook or someone who works in that industry.
Mm.
Whereas for you, I think it's a real love, but communication is your ultimate thing. I actually picked up quite a strong interest along with history in politics.
Okay.
And you dealing with people who have quite a lot of power and wheeling and dealing. So I actually think that what you're doing will take you more in that direction at some point.
Really? See, I don't know. I'm not like, I wouldn't say I'm, you know, I think I probably working in media or whatever, you keep maybe across politics a little more than maybe the average Joe. But I don't know if I'd be like, you know, that we wouldn't do many political interviews on this show.
No, I think that's something that you might find down the track. And I also thought that you're probably, you know, you have strong views on things and get quite worked up about it.
Mm.
And so that's going to take you into almost a slight activist sort of
Someone else said that to me once, and I don't know. They were like, I thought it was just because I had long hair. They were like, you must be into environmental rights or something, which I don't know. Like, maybe it is the long hair. But you know the other thing I did in anticipation of this? I downloaded this app.
Yes.
And because it tells you, you put in, like, the info that I gave you, and it gives you, like, your sun, your moon, your rising, and like, the Mercury and Venus and Jupiter and Saturn, and, like you said, Uranus in Capricorn or something, this says. But it said my rising, which any, like, friends that I've had that talk about, like, this stuff have been, like, trying to guess my rising sign. This doesn't make sense to me at all. It says I'm, like, I should be, like, very serious, conservative and rational, which is the face you give off to other people. But I don't think any one of my friends would say I'm, like, a grave person.
Well, this threw me at first in your chart because you do have Capricorn rising, which is like your persona.
Yeah.
But then very close to it, you have this quite eccentric, very original sort of streak. And so they sit so close. I thought, I think it's going to overwhelm that Capricorn. But so in your case, and this is where you need to synthesize the whole chart, the apps can have certain things that are right, but it's actually overpowered by your love for originality and things that are different.
Right.
And so in your case, it may become more, it may say that you'll work more in a business sort of structure, but in your own very unique, unusual way.
Right. Jenny, would you ever, like, I've noticed so far that this has all been pretty, pretty positive. Would you ever sit someone down and say, and I think I've noticed that a lot about, like, any sort of spiritual reading things in general, it's always pretty, like, positive. You never say, hey, you're going to die or something, you know, like, but although we did have one of our producers, which inspired this sort of story, his brother got a reading and they said he was going to be in a lot of, like, physical pain recently or soon. And then he got in, like, some car accidents and stuff. So he's all good, but, like, it was a bit freaky. So do you ever sit people down and say, hey, watch out because some bad things are coming?
Sometimes I do have to give people little warnings, but you don't want to freak people out. And the power of suggestion is so strong.
Right.
I'm very aware of it. I've found that in some Asian cultures and Indian, it's far more hardcore.
Right.
And
yeah, because I think
if they see something bad, they just say it. Whereas Western astrology is much more open to the idea of that you can control your destiny.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see the influences around and I can see the possible pitfalls.
Yeah.
But I can then see how it could be used in a good way.
Yeah.
And so I talk with my clients and encourage them to embrace the positive aspects.
Yeah. And do you, you said before that all of this stuff's just results based for you. Like for anyone that's doubting it, you say, well, look, just look at the results. Have you had people, they come back to you in like 3 years or whatever, how many years you've predicted that things will happen for them or whatever. And they said, hey, you were right. This is pretty good.
Oh, all the time. And so I have very regular clients at some difficult times in their lives. I may hear from them every few months. And then I don't hear anything while everything settles. And then when they go into their next lot of change, I'll hear from them again. And so I don't like people to get too dependent on me reading for them.
Yeah.
And in those cases, I'll encourage them to, they need to also take control of their life. So we talk more then about their potentials and what might be holding them back. And I try to start them off onto doing their own thing again.
Yeah. And so you've got a chart in front of you. And is that, how does that all work? Because I know the difference is I'm noticing is it's a pretty common app. My friend that's into astrology recommended me to get this, what's it called, CoStar. And you put in your details and this is what I've been basing everything off. But you've got a chart in front of you, which was also... it's a bit different to this because when I said to you, oh, it said that my rising, whatever, this, if you don't know astrology, look, I don't know much either, but this is going to make little sense. Apparently your rising is the mask you present to people. And this app said mine was very serious, but then, you were saying, well, no, it gets overrided by something else. How do you work that out? Like what happens with this chart that you make up?
I guess that's the art to astrology. If you just look at one thing on its own, it may be accurate, but it may not be. And I look at how it bounces off everything. And in my eyes, it almost becomes quite 3D, like one of those puzzles. And it starts to just pop into place and I get a really full picture from it. So they'll be partially accurate, but there are other big things that will be completely off the mark.
Yeah, right. And I know this app gives you the chance to, you can compare it with other people, your signs, right? And it generally sort of takes your sun, your rising and your moon, and you can see how compatible you are. And I was very surprised. Like, do you get people that come to you and do you do a bit of couples therapy? And like, do you have to break up with someone if your astrology signs, it says you're incompatible, it's just not going to work? Should you just leave them?
I have so many clients come and see me about relationships. That would be the most common thing. And in those cases, I can draw up a chart for both parties. Sometimes it's for a couple of potential guys. I'll draw it up. And I look for things like, so the sun, you need conflict in a relationship for it to really work. So everything might be perfectly harmonious and smooth.
Yeah.
It will be boring after a year or two.
Right.
It's not going to last. So I actually look at the moon's nodes quite closely, along with all the compatibility, because they talk about karmic connections. So this takes it onto another level, I guess.
Yeah.
If I see a lot of karmic connections, then that's a sign that it's going to be a significant relationship.
Right. Well, I guess before I let you go, is there anything you can tell me that I might be able to observe in, let's say, the next like month or so? I'd be very keen to see if any of these like predictions can come true.
Well, in your chart and for a lot of people, there are a lot of planets retrograding at the moment. There's a lot of uncertainty and indecision around, and nearly everyone has a cloud hanging over one area in their life. In your case, it's really affecting your home and what you're doing around that. It's quite a big decision. It could involve a relationship. You're going to make a decision about that around Christmas, New Year.
Oh, wow.
And you will make some changes.
Wow, okay. Well, TBC, we'll have to watch this space. It's, damn. All right. And I guess, I'm a bit spooked. This will be interesting. Jenny, look, I've got to say it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming in. And hopefully we might chat to you around early next year, see how we go.
That's right. Maybe we'll have to touch base and see how you've gone.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Jenny Bloom you've just heard from. Writes a few columns on this stuff as well. If you ever read The Woman's Day, The Courier, Real People over in the UK, you can check out some of her work.